Hello and welcome to today's Catholic News Podcast. Well, marriage and the definition of marriage, certainly very much in the spotlight here in the UK right now, particularly with the Marriage Same-Sex Couples Bill passing through the UK Parliament. So it's pretty timely today that I'm sitting opposite the new chief executive of the organisation Marriage Care, and that's Mark Morden. Mark, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Good to be here.
Right. Always good to establish your credentials, I'm told, straight off the bat. So let's start with that. Tell me a bit about yourself, a bit about Marriage Care itself, and why you're the man for the job.
Great, thank you. Well, I'm married to my wife, Tess. I've got six children, a large family that keeps me on my toes. And over the last kind of decade, I've been involved in social care-related organisations, I guess. So I've had a mixed background in my career in commercial world for a number of years, but then took a career change into Barnardo's, the children's charity, working for them, and then into local government, Spelling Local Government, running services for children and families, and then more latterly as chief executive of Care for the Family. So that was a Christian charity working in the area of marriage, parenting and bereavement support. And so delighted to kind of make the move to Marriage Care. That's been a passion of mine, the marriage agenda, for some years now. And very excited about the opportunity that presents.
And for those that don't know, what exactly does Marriage Care do?
Marriage Care has been providing for over 65 years kind of relationship counselling and marriage preparation, and particularly marriage preparation within the Catholic community. So we assist, I think, there's around 3,000 couples that go through our kind of marriage preparation programs across England and Wales. And as I say, we've been doing that for over 65 years. So there's a wealth of experience within the organization, volunteers on the ground delivering those services.
Well, you are the new person in the hot seat, so I know it's relatively new, but what are your plans? Which direction are you planning to take the organisation in?
Well, I think the great kind of benefit of working with Marriage Care is that it's able to piece together these two things, both relationship support when times are tough, as well as what we call in the trade preventative relationship education. So this notion that you help couples equip them with the skills and knowledge they need at the very start of their relationships to help them endure and to have healthy and flourishing relationships. Now, that's not a guarantee, but we know that it helps, and the evidence points to that as well. So equipping those couples right at an early stage with the tools that they need to make that marriage a successful one. And then we're there, obviously, when the tough times hit, and we know they do hit in family life on all kinds of kind of reasons behind that. And so our counselling service is there to come alongside. So those two things together make for a very powerful mix, I think, for Marriage Care, and it means that we've got lots to offer couples, I think, across the country.
But then, as you say, with the sort of, I suppose, prevention rather than cure approach, I mean, yes, it's good to be there when there are those flashpoints and those tough times, but is there a sort of programme of being involved when things appear to be reasonably rosy with couples?
Well, that's one of the things we'd love to see change, and it's a bit of a cultural issue, I guess, in the country. We know that, for example, counselling is seen as something you do when you're in absolute crisis. And we think, actually, we want to encourage couples to come much earlier than that. So perhaps they're just having a little difficulty. It's not a separation issue or anything like that. But they're having a little difficulty and they need some support to kind of work that out. Then we'd encourage couples to come and seek out counselling in those times as well, or to seek out kind of some support around them. Because these days we don't, because of kind of social mobility, we don't have necessarily the support networks around us as we used to help support relationships. And so we want couples to say, no, that's okay. It's not a bad thing. It's not something bad couples do. It's something good couples do to invest in their relationships.
But then, you know, you said network, and I think that's quite crucial. I mean, with the Catholic Church, you do have obviously churches, parish communities.
Yeah.
Do you need to be closer to them? So, you know, some people don't even recognise they do have problems in their relationship.
No, that's right. And I think that's one of the wonderful gifts that the church has to offer, is that kind of pastoral care and that community that you're part of. And we see how important that is in our work. And in fact, that's one of the things, you asked me about future kind of direction, James. And I think one of the things I'd love to see is us deepening that relationship with the church, because I think that's a really incredible opportunity to help couples in another way. So we may provide, if you like, professional services in some way, but it's more than that. They need more than that. They need community. And the church is there to offer that in a real way.
Well, no doubting your credentials and indeed your passion, which is coming through for the subject, but I was kind of surprised to hear you're not a Catholic. Is that a challenge to do this job?
Well, actually, interestingly, I'm a committed Christian. My faith means everything to me. It's part of who I am. And it was the reason why I wanted to come and join Marriage Care. Marriage Care's kind of Catholic roots and credentials were an attraction to me because I saw an organization full of faith. And I think that faith makes a difference in the way that it delivers its services. So that for me was a personal draw to the job itself. And coming into an organization that's so connected with the Catholic community is fascinating for me. It's not in my experience, in my Christian journey, but I've got lots to learn. And I'm just delighted to be a part of that and to be able to work again with the Catholic community, understand, you know, what needs we can help come alongside with as well. So for me, it's a real positive thing.
It's something of a challenging time in terms of how we in the UK define marriage. And certainly we do see, with, as I mentioned in the introduction, with the Marriage Same-Sex Couples Bill, a move to redefine marriage. How much of a problem is that for you?
Well, I think lots have been said around that topic, and I probably don't need to go into that to add any more, really. I think we would share some of the concerns around how that's going to move forward. I think for Marriage Care, our focus is on supporting those couples under the current definition of the law in their marriages, and particularly within the Catholic community. And so that's our focus right now. And if there's some benefit that's come out of this current debate, and I think there's been some unfortunate things as well, then it's the discourse around marriage. And I'm pleased that we're talking about marriage, because marriage is important and fundamental to our society. And so I want to take the positive from that, if you like, and say, okay, marriage is important. We need to work to strengthen it and support it. And for Marriage Care, our expertise, our credibility, our knowledge is working with those couples in particular who are getting married in the Catholic Church, and we want to continue to do that and to strengthen our support for those couples.
Do you feel that our marriage preparation is thorough enough, good enough? I mean, I suppose everything can improve. How do you feel about the way couples prepare for the marriage?
Well, I think it's patchy. And I know that, you know, again, across the country in not only the Catholic community, but outside the Catholic community as well, there's all kinds of initiatives going on in that area. I think from Marriage Care's perspective, we've got some great courses there in place, and those are running again across the country, but I think we can do more. I'm interested in strengthening, for example, some of the sacramental elements of our course and seeing if we can go deeper there in relation to Catholic marriage preparation in particular. And so, you know, there's lots more we can do, but I think we've got a solid base to work from, and we're not the only organisation out there, and I'm keen again that we partner with others in the support of marriage across the country. There's some great courses out there. I know local dioceses are doing great things as well, you know, without Marriage Care. So we, again, want to come alongside and add value to that if we can.
Now, I don't really want to ask you too many unfair questions, because it's early days, and it's probably better for us to treat this as an introduction to you, Mark, and then maybe in 6 months' time or so, have a catch-up, see how you're getting on, see, you know, learn a bit more about what's happened in that time and where you're taking the organisation. But just finally, let's just look forward in a year's time, let's say. In an ideal world, which it isn't, where would Marriage Care be?
Well, I think I want to look back over this kind of next year and see that our relationship with the church has grown and developed and strengthened. I mean, it's been very much a part of Marriage Care's DNA for the last 65 years. So it is firmly embedded, and I want to do what I can to help support, strengthen and develop that. Again, that's a personal passion of mine in terms of my Christian faith, but also I think it matters to the organisation, to the volunteers that deliver those services, that we get that relationship right, and that we, again, work to strengthen that. So that would be one area that I'd want to look back and see that we've made some progress. I think I'd want to see us supporting more couples, obviously. We want to reach more couples, both through marriage preparation and relationship counselling. And so, again, perhaps working with the church to enable that to happen more fully. You know, I'm not satisfied with where we're at right now. There's much more need out there, and I think Marriage Care's got something to offer in that space.
Mark, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Do you have a website URL you can pass on for our
listeners?
That'd
be great, thank you. Yeah, so www.marriagecare.org.uk. That's marriagecare.org.uk. Pop along to that website and you'll see all the range of services that we have on offer.
Fantastic. Thank you. As I say, do come back and see us in 6 months or so, and
I will.
Give us a proper update.
Thank you, James.
That's great. That's Mark Molden, Chief Executive of Marriage Care. You're listening to us here on catholicnews.org.uk, and we'll be back with you very soon.